来，一处圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible。
哥林多前书第十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
请弟兄姐妹一起念。
Let's read together.
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人的劝勉。今天晚上我要讲的就是把这节圣经第一句拿出来。
Today I would like to quote the first portion of this verse.
还有要把后面两个字切掉。
And then we cut off this last portion.
就成为你们都可以一个一个做先知。
That means each and every one of you can be a prophet.
怎样切掉也不会违背圣经原来的意思。
I don't think it's against the principle of the Bible verse we have.
因为这里是说做先知讲道。
Because it's to be a prophet.
我把讲道两个字不说，说我们每一个人都可以做先知，因为我们做先知就可以讲道。
Because be a prophet, being a prophet, then you can preach.
这次感谢神给我有机会在这里跟弟兄姐妹一起在这边聚会。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to have a meeting with you.
我们大会的主题是灵命成长。
Our main theme for the conference is spiritual growth.
我在这里要提的就是一个成长的生命它的光景是如何。
I want to mention to you the situation of a grown spiritual life.
让我们可以自己审查自己。
So we can examine ourselves.
我的生命究竟达到什么样的程度。
What's the condition and status of my spiritual life?
要让我们可以去追求。
So we can seek after.
真的让我们的生命能够达到一个登峰造极的地步。
So our spiritual life can maintain to the peak condition.
第一天晚上我所提到的是一个生命达到一个高峰的人呢、他的生活是一个君王的生活。
And the first evening I mentioned the peak of spiritual life is a life of a king.
他好像一个狮子一样。
The life of a lion.
他是一个得胜者。
Is a conqueror.
今天晚上要提到的就提到一个生命达到登峰造极的人他的生活应该是做一个时代的先知。
And today I want to emphasize the peak of a spiritual life is to be the prophet of the generation.
当你听见这句话你会不会觉得可怕？
Don't you scared?
特别当你想到先知以利亚、先知以利沙、先知但以理。
Especially think about Elijah, Elisha and Daniel.
他们能够做很多的大事。
They do a lot of things.
叫火从天降下。
They descend the fire from heaven.
这能够医病，叫死人复活。
They heal and they rise from the dead.
狮子不敢咬他。
And the lion cannot beat them.
你说，假如要我做怎样的先知，我怎么样有可能？
And you might consider how can I do such a prophet like this?
假如你怎样的思想，就偏于一边。
And I think if you have this kind of thought, you are on one extreme.
圣经告诉我们什么叫做先知呢？
Bible tells us what is a prophet.
先知是说是上帝的一个代言人。
And the prophet is the speaker for the Lord.
换一句话说，一个先知是在世界代上帝说话。
In other words, a prophet is an outlet to speak out for the Lord.
再推广下去说，一个先知在地上，他就是上帝的一个代表人。
And the application is you will be a representative for the Lord.
圣经提到第一位先知就是以诺。
Enoch is the first prophet according to the Bible.
犹大第十四节告诉我们。
Book of Judah, the 14th verse tells us.
亚当的七世孙以诺在那边见预言。
The seventh generation grandson of Adam, Enoch.
以诺是一个怎么样的人呢
？What kind of person is Enoch?
圣经提到他的事情，并不多。
Bible did not mention too much of his recordings.
不过有几个字是很突出的。
But there are a lot of very special words.
你记得这几个字吗？
Do you remember what's the recording of Enoch?
这
啊？
都以神同行。Enoch
以神同行，对。但是还有几个字，就说以诺怎么样？生儿养女。生儿养女。
生儿养。
Raise children.
你会觉得很奇怪
？Don't you think it's very strange?
这四个字都告诉我们，
The four words tells us.
有些先知呢，是这脱离生产，全时间去做神的工作。
Some prophets they live their daily life and they work the God's work full time.
有些先知并不是如此。
But some prophet does not this like this way.
他仍然在家庭过着一种家庭的正常生活。
They lead a normal family life.
以诺是如此。
Enoch is this way.
亚伯拉罕也是一个先知。
Abraham is also a prophet.
亚伯拉罕一生有讲过道没有呢？
Do you think Abraham preached in his life?
我们在圣经没有看见亚伯拉罕讲道。
We did not see that in the Bible.
只有说亚伯拉罕在那边牧羊。
And only said Abraham is a shepherd.
啊，大卫也是一个先知。
And King David also is a prophet.
我们从这些人的身上我们看见。
And from those people we can see.
有些先知他没有脱离他的生产。
Some prophets they do not away from his life of production.
但是做他原来的工作，原来的职业。
His life is very productive. He leads a normal professional.
不过他是站稳他那个地位，代表上帝说话。
But he stand on a status that he speak out for the Lord.
今天的基督徒也是这样。
And as well, that's our Christian today.
加拉太书第二章说。
Book of Galatians, chapter 2.
主耶稣基督代替我死。
Now Jesus Christ, He died in my place.
我今天是为了主耶稣活着。
Today, so I can live for Him.
我今天活在世界上，我是代表耶稣基督做人。
That I live today is representing Jesus Christ.
因此，我盼望弟兄姐妹记得这件事情。
So I would like you to remember this.
我代表耶稣基督在地上做人。
I am representing Jesus Christ to live in this world.
是有几方面的。
I have several aspects.
其中有一方面就是代表耶稣在世界过这个先知的生活。
And one of the aspects is that I'm representing Jesus to be a prophet in this world.
我在世界上应该传达神的话语。
I'm expressing the word of God.
把神的心意在这个时代让人家知道。
And I reveal the will of God in this generation.
我们要传达神什么心意呢？
What is the will of God?
今天晚上我要提到四件事情。
Today I would like to mention four things.
第一件事情。
The first.
就神永世的计划。
The God's plan in eternity.
乃是建立他自己的国度。
He want to establish his own kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，当我们读圣经的时候。
Brother, sister, when we read the Bible.
从创世纪一直到启示录。
From Genesis to Book of Revelation.
你有没有看出来神在永世的计划是什么？
Do you find out what is the plan of God's eternity?
神创造宇宙。
God created the universe.
神创造人类。
He created the human race.
神做一切救赎的工作。
He do a lot of work of redemption.
那么神的目的是做什么？
What's the ultimate purpose of the Lord?
我盼望弟兄姐妹看清楚这一点。
I hope you can find out.
神有一个最大的计划。
God have an ultimate purpose.
就是来建立他的国度。
To establish his kingdom.
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible tells us,
但神地在建立他国度的时候，撒旦就破坏了。
When God established his kingdom, the Satan destroyed it.
破坏到一个怎么样的地步呢？
Destroyed to an extent.
创世纪第一章告诉我们。
The first chapter of Book of Genesis tells us.
大地是黑暗的。
The whole universe is void.
是空虚混沌的。
It's void.
不但是黑暗，一切秩序都被破坏了。
Also in darkness and void, and all the plans are destroyed.
但我们的神是得胜的神。
But our Lord is a Lord of victory.
创世纪第一章给我们看见，我们的上帝重新把它建设起来。
And also in the same chapter, God had created the new world.
让大地仍然恢复它的丰富。
So the world, the earth, can maintain its own abundance.
这是我们第一次看见的。
So this is the very first time we saw.
继续看下去。
And we continue.
神就造了一个亚当。
God created a man called Adam.
把大地一切的权柄交给亚当。
And trust him with all the authorities.
但是魔鬼来了。
But then the Satan come again.
破坏了亚当。
He destroyed Adam.
叫亚当失败。
So Adam failed.
神怎么样呢？
What did God do?
神一定要完成他的计划。
God want to finish his purpose.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
神就打发了第二个亚当来。
So God sent the second Adam.
第二个亚当是谁？
Who is the second Adam?
弟兄姐知道吗？
Do you know?
耶稣，对了，所以神就打发了耶稣来，再来成就这个工作。
So God has sent Jesus to accomplish this work.
我们再看下去。
Let's continue.
神在亚伯拉罕的子孙选召他们出来，要建立一个国度。
From the descendant of Abraham, God wanted to create a kingdom.
很可惜，人背逆了上帝的命令。
It's rather pitiful that man against God.
三番四次犯罪。
So we against God once and once again.
结果呢，以色列人给上帝所刑罚，所抛弃。
So the Israelites have been penalized by God.
神失败了，是不是？
Does it mean God has failed?
不是。
No.
神在兴起了教会。
God had raised churches.
来继续这个工作。
Church continue God's work.
刚刚这个艾德里牧师告诉我们。
Reverend Adley just mentioned to us.
主耶稣要回来。
Jesus is coming back again.
他要建立他的国度。
He wants to establish his kingdom.
这个是我们的盼望。
And that's our hope.
这个是神一个整个的计划。
That's the purpose of God.
所以当我们看主耶稣教导我们的祷告。
So when we see the God teach us to pray.
里面有一句话是愿你的国度建临。
That have Jesus tell us how to pray, say, may your kingdom come on earth.
你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个就是说神啊但愿你的计划能够成功。
That means may God's plan be successful.
我们是你的儿女。
Your children.
我们不但每个人这样祈求。
Not only we pray this way.
我们也愿意投入你的工作。
We want to plunge into this work.
跟我们的神啊一起来建立他的国度。
So we can co-work with our Lord.
你有没有这个看见没有
？Do you have this vision?
你有没有这个心智有没有
？Do you have this desire?
当我们做了一个先知，要把神这个计划告诉人。
When we become a prophet, we tell other people about God's plan.
我们要自己投入。
We must plunge ourselves.
跟我们的神一起来建立他的国度。
So we establish together with God.
让有一天天国降临的时候
，When the kingdom come on its earth.
我们是在他国度里面。
So we are within the kingdom.
跟他一起做王。
We are ruled over with him.
多么荣耀的盼望。
How glorious this hope.
第二件事情我要再说的。
The second thing I want to mention.
这神对人类救赎的目标是什么？
What is the goal of God's redemption to mankind?
亚当犯罪了。
Adam has sinned.
堕落了。
He failed.
神借着主耶稣基督来救赎我们。
And through Jesus Christ.That he saved us.
究竟神救赎我们要达到一个怎么样的目标呢？
What is the ultimate goal that Jesus saves us?
所以答复我这个问题。
Can anybody answer my question?
那个目标是什么？
What is the goal of our redemption?
神救赎我们那个目标要达到什么地步？做什么？
What is God's redemption? What is the goal?
神的旨意显在地上也在天上。
God's will can be done on earth.
但是，只要在我个人来讲，在人类。来讲，神在人类他的救赎那个目标是什么
？From human race point of view, what is the purpose for this redemption?
我要告诉你。
Let me tell you.
神救赎我们。
God redeem us.
那个最高的目标。
The ultimate goal of the redemption.
是要我们做一个人。
Want us to be a human being.
做一个正正常常的人。
To be a normal human being.
或者你听见就都好像有点失望。
You will be a little disappointed.
神来救赎我们，应该叫我们做个超人才对。
God redeem us. I thought I want to be a Superman.
做我们一个大英雄才对。
To be a superhero.
我告诉你，这不是神救赎一个最高的目标。
But that's not the goal of God's redemption.
神救赎的目标是要我们做一个正正常常的人。
The goal of the redemption is want us to be a normal person.
创世纪怎么样告诉我们呢？
The book of Genesis tells us.
当神造亚当以后。
Adam was created.
神就给他一个名字叫做人。
God gave him a name called man.
以后这个人犯罪了。
But man sinned.
这个人变成什么人呢？
What kind of man he is?
这变成一个不正常的人，是不是？
Become a normal man.
啊，我们人本来呢，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章告诉我们，我们是灵魂体这个合一的一个人。
The First Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us we are the combination of spirit, soul, and body.
当人犯了罪以后，
But when man sinned,
这个灵跟神隔绝了。
Our spirit separated from God.
一隔绝了，我们的灵变成黑暗的。
And once we separated from God, our spirit becomes dark.
跟神的生命切断了。
We cut off from the source of life.
因此，我们名字叫做有灵。
Even though we know we have spirit,
但是其实那个灵已经失掉那个功用。
But the spirit had lost its function.
所以我们就变成一个魂特别活动的人。
So a very active soul activity in our life.
神的目的就要他那个灵啊来管理我们这个人。当灵呢跟上帝一隔绝以后，就变成我们的魂来管理我们这个人。
An original design is our spirit will control us, but once our spirit was cut off from God, our soul became controlling us.
所以人不正常了。
So man become abnormal man.
全世界上的人都不正常。
All the man in the world is abnormal.
为什么不正常呢？
Why is abnormal?
因为那个灵已经黑暗了。
Because you have a dark spirit.
或者说那个灵已经死掉了。
Or we, our spirit is dead.
本来三二一，现在变成这个两二一。
Used to have three in one, now we have two in one.
所以这不正常了。
It's not normal.
不正常怎么办呢？
What can we do?
我讲这句话不是骂人的话，我是讲实在的话。
Let me explain it.
彼得书信告诉我们
，In the letter of Peter,
一个人没有灵性就变成畜类，畜类一样。
If a person without spirit is like an animal,
你读过这节圣经有没有
？Do you read the Bible?
不是彼得骂人，彼得在讲老实话。
It's not Peter scolding people, but he is telling the truth.
有一次，有个人对主耶稣说：“我愿意跟从你。”
One time, there's a person tell Jesus, "I want to follow you."
主耶稣说来吧。
Jesus said, "Come along."
但不过慢一点，等我的父亲死掉我才来。
Until my father died, then I'll.
主耶稣怎么样说呢？
What Jesus said?
让死人卖赚死人啊。
Let the dead bury the dead.
你读这节圣经会不会觉得很奇怪？
Don't you feel strange when you read?
什么死人卖赚死人？
How come a dead bury the dead?
当你读以弗所书第二章第一节，你就了解了。
When you read Ephesians, book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1,
那里的圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible verse tells us,
我们从前就死在罪恶过犯之中。
Before we dead in sin,
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
等你今天没有耶稣基督重生的生命
，Without the reborn life of Christ,
让我讲一句最直的老实话
，Let me directly tell you.
用属灵的眼光看起来，你是一个活的死人。
From a spirit point of view, you are a living dead.
你会活动。
You are active.
但神看见起来你是死人。
But from God's eyes, you are dead.
为什么死人呢？
Why you are dead?
因为你的灵啊，跟上帝的生命隔绝了。
Because your spirit had cut off from the life of God.
所以主耶稣基督来了。
That's the reason when Jesus came.
他说做第一个工作就要把我们的生命重生复活起来。
The very first thing he did is restore our life.
让我们的生命跟上帝的生命再接上去。
So we can restore to the life of God.
我们在这里每个我看每个儿童都懂得这件事情。
I saw that a lot of children understand this.
有一天，当你的电线断了
，One day when the electric wire was cut off，
你的电灯就不会亮。
Then the light bulb would not light up.
你猜一猜呀，原来个电线有问题。
You find out the wire had some problem.
你是不是把那个坏的东西把它取掉
？Do you take away the broken part？
以后你都把它接好。
And now you put it together.
一接好了。
Once you put it,
那个电流再流过去，电灯就亮了。
The current go through and the light was light up.
这个是个简单、很简单、很简单的比方。
It's a very simple thing.
我的生命犯了罪。
My life have sinned.
跟上帝的生命隔绝了。
And cut off from the life of God.
我没有上帝的生命在我里面，所以我就变成死人。
I don't have the life of God within me. I become a dead person.
耶稣基督来了。
Jesus came.
他第一个工作就要把我这个生命再接上。
First thing he did is restore my life with God's life.
让有上帝的生命在我里面。
So God's life would come within me.
让我能成做一个活人。
And become a living person.
所以当尼哥底母来找主耶稣的时候
，So when Nicodemus come to see Jesus,
他准备很多话要来跟主耶稣谈。
He prepared a lot of words want to discuss with Jesus.
但主耶稣开门见山。第一句话就告诉你，就告诉他说：“我实实在在告诉你，你必须重生。你不重生，你不能看见上帝的国。”
But Jesus cut off right away and directly said, "Truly, truly, I tell you, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God."
主耶稣所讲的
，What Jesus said，
这是今天我们基督教所做的工作。
It's the essence of Christianity.
我们第一个工作就是必须叫人家重生。
The first thing we do is to be born again.
叫人家从耶稣基督哪里得到生命
？So everyone can gain their life back from Jesus Christ.
一得到生命了。
Once we have the
啊，我们死的灵已经活了。
Our dead spirit will come back again.
所以我们就成做一个正常的人。
We become a normal person.
这个正常的人呢，就是说我仍然灵魂体过得正常的生活。
A normal person have a spirit, soul, and body.
这个是第一件事情。
This is the very first thing.
第二件事情呢？
The second thing,
我已经有耶稣基督这个新的生命了。
I have the new life of Christ.
以后我还是要做正正常常的人。
I have to continue to be a normal person.
这正正常常的人怎么样呢？
What kind of normal person?
上面
above me
是上帝
is God.
中间
in the middle
是人
is man.
下面
below me
是什么呢？
What is that?
下面是什么？
What's that?
下面是植物。是没有生命的东西。
The plant, the thing without life.
所以，当我们复活以后呢，我们要站稳我们的地位。
So when we raise our spirits come back again, we have to hold on to our status.
正常的地位。
A normal status.
过了正常的生活。
A normal living.
顺服在上帝下面。
We submit to God.
保守，不要跌下。做一个植物人啊，记得不要做一个植物人。
So hopefully that we do not lose our status.
你都有没有读啊？读到一段圣经。
Did you read the Bible verse?
和主耶稣有一次在一个地方呢，看见一个瞎眼的人。
One time, Jesus saw a blind person.
啊，主啊，救我！主救我！
And he cried out, "Jesus, save me! Jesus, save me!"
好了，主耶稣就用就用这个用这个。涂抹就来来擦他的眼睛哈。
Then Jesus used spit on the soil and then anoint his eyes.
主耶稣问他说
：“So Jesus asked him,
你看见没有
？Do you see anything?
他说我看见啊。
Oh yeah, I see.
他说人好像什么
？Tree.
好，人好像什么？人就好像树一样。
The man walking like tree.
不然那个树呢？树会走路的树。
But it's a walking tree.
哎呀，不得了，人变成树了。
Man become tree.
不同一点，树不会走路，现在整个人倒会走路。
The abnormal thing is tree will not walking, but this man is like a tree is walking.
这就是说，整个人没有站立在他正常的地位。
In other words, the man is not in his right position.
主救赎我们。
God had redeemed us.
这样我们站稳我们的立场。
We have to hold our position.
我是在上帝的下面。
We are under God.
我一生的日子是顺服上帝的权柄。
All the day of my life is submissive to God's authority.
我就是这样，我就是顺服在上帝的权柄下面。
I'm submissive to God's authority.
保守我的地位。
God protect our position.
我不要跌倒，做一个植物人。
So we cannot fail as a walking tree.
这个是圣经给我们所看见的。
That's the Bible illuminates us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，The brothers and sisters.
今天有些人错误。
Today some people are mistaken.
他想啊，上帝救我啊，我应该做一个超人。
They thought God save us. I want to be a Superman.
所以有很多人心里面想，我应该超人才对。
I want to be a super person.
假如他不能超人，他好像就觉得很灰心。
If he cannot be a super person, he becomes disappointed.
这个是个最大的错误。
This is the most biggest mistake.
我们不要想做超人。
Don't try to be a super.
站稳你的地位。
Just hold on to your position.
我做一个比方。
Let me give you an example.
这个也是个实在的事情。
This is a real story.
有一个传道人。
There is a preacher.
他做一个祷告。
He was praying.
说上帝呀。
Said, Dear Lord.
赐给我能力。
Give me ability,
让我能够做工
，so that I can work for you.
这个祷告对不对呢
？Is this the right prayer?
主啊，今天赐给我能力，叫我能够为你做工。
Give me ability, so I can work for you. Is this the right prayer?
这个祷告对不对呢
？Is this the right prayer?
对不对？
Right?
我告诉你
，Let me tell you.
对不对？要看他的动机怎么样。
It depends on his motivation.
假如他的动机是说，主啊，赐给我能力，让我能够做工。完成你的旨意，这个祷告就对了。
If he said, "God, give me ability so I can finish the work under your will," this is the right prayer.
假如他说，上帝啊，给我能力，让我能够做工，叫我比某某人更强、更出头啊，那么这个动机就错误了。
And if he said, "God, give me ability so I can work for you, and then better than this brother, and then better than that brother," then that's wrong.
多年前我认识一个传道人。
Couple of years ago, I know there's a preacher.
他奉献给神。
He dedicated himself to.
他有一个很好的见证。
He have a very good testimony.
后来他失败了。
But then he failed.
失败的相当厉害。
And failed very badly.
我研究他失败的原因。
And I find out the reason.
就是他祷告，他愿意神给他能力，让他愿意神给他做一个超人，超过所有的传道人。
And he prayed that God he give him ability to be better than all the preachers.
这个自我的骄傲。
This is a self-centered pride.
给魔鬼的机会。
And give the Satan an opportunity.
让他失败了。
And so that he failed.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
一个传道人怎样的祷告，这句话本身没有问题，就要看看他后面那个动机是什么。
The prayer itself may not have any problem, but the motivation we have to examine.
有些弟兄姐妹到教会来。
Some brothers and sisters came to church.
牧师啊，我愿意在这里有侍奉，请你给我安排一个侍奉。
Dear pastor, I want to serve in this church. Please arrange it for me.
牧师都安排他一个工作。
So the pastor assigned him a work.
有些弟兄就说：“感谢主，这个工作虽然人家看见，好像不太好。不过呢，牧师安排我做的，我愿意做，只要我在神的面前有侍奉，我就满意了。”
And if some brothers say, "I praise the Lord," even though the pastor assigning this work is not really great from in other people's eyes, but as long as I'm serving the Lord, that's okay.
这个人慢慢来做，神会祝福他。
And gradually, God will bless this person as he work along.
假如一个人来找牧师说：“牧师啊，我愿意侍奉，你可以派一个工作给我做吗？”
And somebody come to the pastor and say, "Pastor, assign me a work. I want to serve the Lord."
牧师说：“我们的洗手间不大干净，你去洗洗手间好了。”
And the pastor said, "Well, our restroom is not clean lately. Would you go ahead and clean the restroom?"
他一听见就生气嘛。
And he become angry.
你看我是一个洗手间人物是不是
？You see, I'm belong to the rank of restroom.
你这样明明是侮辱我的。
You are insulting me.
我发脾气了。
So he have a bad temper.
我不来了。
He quit coming.
我不但不参加侍奉，我也要不要再到教会来。
Not only quit from work serving, but also quit from coming to the church.
所以我们看着跑到教会来的人。
So people came to church.
有很多人成功了。
A lot of people become successful.
有很多人失败了。
A lot of people become.
为什么缘故呢
？What's the reason?
有些人到教会来很谦卑。
A lot of people come in a humble heart.
我算得什么
？Who am I?
任何工作我愿意做。
I'll take any job.
这些人有福气。
This is blessed by the Lord.
我常常提这个故事。
I always mention this story.
好多年前我在上海的时候。
Many years ago when I was in Shanghai.
在那个时候小群在哪里？小群一个教会很大，差不多聚会3500人的。
There's a little flock of church there, about 3,500 people.
有一个朋友，他是在这个教会做执事的。
And there's I have a friend, he's a deacon of this little flock church.
有的有空，我们就谈天说地。
Whenever we have some time, so we just chit-chat.
这个弟兄都跟我们谈到他教会的事情。
So this brother mentioned the work in the church.
我问他，你们教会有牧师没有
？I said, Do you have a pastor in the church?
没有。
No.
有这个没有
？Do you have this?
没有。
No.
有哪个没有
？Do you have that?
呀，没有。
No.
那么你们教会有工人没有？有这个做工的人有没有
？Do you have workers in the church?
他说有。
Yes.
他说这个做工的人并不是不过是看门而已。教会什么工作他都不做。
The worker is not such as watching the door. Is the worker really do nothing?
我说那么教会清洁的工作叫谁做
？I said, what about the janitorial work? Who will do it?
他说要每个人自己来来。自己来叫来在这个办事处来对这个负责人说我要做什么工作。
So the brother sister came to the office and said, "I want to do this and that."
我要擦这个地。
I want to mop the floor.
我要擦地上的砖。
I mop the brick.
并不是说你要擦有很多东西给你擦没有的，因为各个人都要来擦嘛。
You cannot assign too many jobs because so many people want to come and work.
所以就是可能你只能够擦一张钉子。
Maybe you can only mop one chair.
你可能擦两三个砖。
You can only mop two or three bricks.
他说这些人在家里有很多工人，但是不让工人来做，说这个是上帝的工我要自己来做。
And those brothers and sisters, they have a lot of servants at home, but they don't let the servant do it because they said this is the work in the house of the Lord.
他告诉我有件事情，我觉得最宝贝的。
He tell me one thing which is so precious to me.
他说我们教会呢有个地方所有弟兄姐妹没有权柄做的，只有长老才有特权做的。
I said there's some work in the church. The brother sister, normal brother sister cannot do it. Only the elders was authorized to do it.
我说什么地方
？I said what kind of place this is?
他们来洗手间。
It's the restroom.
你假如跟长老说我要洗这个洗手间，长老说这个特权不是你的，特权是我的，我才有权来做这个擦这个洗手间。
I am the only one who can clean the restroom.
但他把这个事情告诉我，实在我的心很受感动。
And he tell me the story, I'm so touched in my heart.
每个人愿意把这个工作看得最宝贝。
Everybody was so precious about serving the Lord.
侍奉神就是侍奉神。
Serving the Lord is so serious.
没有贵贱的分别。
There's no dignity or there's no light work.
大家同心合意，只要叫这个神的名得到荣耀。
Everybody work in oneness so that God's name can be glorified.
今天的弟兄姐妹，我们有个错误。
Today, brother, sister, we have a mistake.
我们把教会的工作分作什么就叫尊贵的，什么就叫做卑贱的。
We talk about the work which is the more dignity, which is the less dignity, and which is the light work.
尊贵的工作我们愿意做，卑贱的工作我们不愿意做。
We want to work, take the work, and partake the work in the work of dignity, and we don't want to work on the work which is despised.
我们要把教会的工作分作很多等级。
We rank the work.
有一些等级呢是很尊贵的。
Some work is very have a lot of dignity.
做长老很尊贵，做执事很有体面。
Elders and deacons sounds good.
这个工作我就来做。
I'm willing to participate.
那么有一些呢，我们都看着卑贱的，不愿意做。
But we despise some of the work that we don't want to do.
我们的观念是错误。
Our concept is wrong.
我要再说回来。
I want to come back.
神救赎我们。
God redeemed us.
他要我们每一个人就愿意站在这个正正常常的人的地位。
He want us to hold a very normal person status.
正正常常来侍奉他。
So we serve him with a normal position.
我们不想要做超人。
We don't want to be a Superman.
只要神满意，我就高兴了。
As long as God's heart is satisfied.
为什么今天在教会有人在那边争权夺利呢？
Why in the church people struggling for different power?
就是我们不愿意顺服在神的权柄下面。
That means we are not willing to be submissive under God's will.
就是我们让我们这个亚当的老我在哪个在我们心里面活动。
That the old Adam's nature that come back in our life.
因此我们失败了。
So that we fail.
所以第二件事情我是这样说，我们要让人家晓得神救赎人类的目的是要人家好好站在人的地位，做一个正常的人。
So the second thing I want to tell you is the goal of God's redemption is want us to be a very normal person.
第三件事情我要提到的。
The third thing I want to mention.
是神对我们每个人的计划。
Is the God's ultimate plan for each one.
神对我们每个人的计划，我们常常用另外一个名词就说神的旨意。
And God's plan, sometimes we use other words like God's will.
有些人就读医科，读医科。
Somebody go to a medical major.
读了六年，很辛苦。
He spent six years and through a very hardship work.
毕业了以后就做医生。
And then after he graduated, he became a medical.
做了两三年以后，他说我要传道。
After 2 or 3 years, he said, "I want to be a preacher."
传道是好。
Pretty good.
很可惜，以前那个那么长的光阴浪费了。
It's rather pitiful that he has spent wasted so much time.
有的人在读神学。
Somebody go to theological school.
毕业了来做传道。
And he graduated, he about become a.
传了几年以后。
After several years.
他说：“我觉得传道好像没有什么味道，我要去开餐馆，味道要好。”
I thought to be a preacher is not really tasteful, so I become operate a restaurant is more tasteful.
我不反对你一个开餐馆。
I'm not against to you to go work on the restaurant.
假如你一开始的时候寻求神的旨意，那你就走开餐馆的道路，那么多么好。
But if you seek God's will and you go to the restaurant path in the beginning, how nice it is.
你开始你不寻求神的旨意，你就念神学，浪费了那么多年的光阴，太可惜了。
In the beginning, you go to the theological school and you waste a lot of time there.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在我们一生开头的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we start our work in our life,
我们一定要很小心。
We must be very careful.
神啊，求你把我一生的道路指示我。
God, please direct me the path of my life.
在上帝的国度里面。
In the kingdom of God,
我们好像一支很大的军队一样。
We are like a big army.
里面有很多兵种。
There are different majors of the army.
有陆军，有海军，有空军，有什么有很多不同的兵种在里面。
We have army, we have navy, we have air force.
有很多很多不同的岗位。
Different positions.
当你到军营来的时候
，When you go to the camp.
你一定要听你的大你上去的人把你怎么样安排。
When you go to the military base, you see how your officers assign you to the position.
你要做什么
？What you should do.
你要站在什么地方
？Where you should stand.
怎样这些军队呢才是强有力的
？Then it will become a powerful army.
假如那个当军队的人
，If you are a member of the army,
他到军营来糊糊涂涂。
He come to the camp or the base. He lost his mind.
他应该站在这个地位，他不站跑到哪边去。
He changed his position to other place.
陆军想要下海，海军想要飞天，那怎么办呢
？The army want to go to swim, and then the navy want to go to the air.
一定是一塌糊涂的。
It's be very chaotic.
不堪一战。
They cannot be fighting with the.
一定是没有办法作战。
They cannot go out and fight.
我们在神的面前也是一样。
We are the same in God's eyes.
我们是神的军队。
We are the army of God.
你晓得神在你一生怎么样安排你吗
？Do you know how God arranged your life?
你要好好祷告。
You should pray seriously.
当你人生开始的时候，你一定要寻求神的旨意，你不要走错路。
When you start your life, you better seek God's will so that you will not go a winding path.
彼得前书第二章告诉我们
Second, chapter of,
我们这些人啊，好像每个人好像一块石头一样
we, each one like a stone.
把这个石头要盖做一个灵宫
we are building a spiritual palace.
你这个你这块石头要放在什么地方
Where you want to put yourself as a stone.
我们一定要很小心
we must be very careful.
要站好我们的地位
We must stand our position.
啊，让这个灵宫成这个华丽的灵宫。
So this palace will be gorgeous.
能够满足神心意的灵宫。
So God's heart will be satisfied.
我是一块石头。
I am a stone.
你也一块石头。
You are a stone.
你究竟要站在哪里呢
？Where you will stand?
主啊，求你把我放在一个合你心意的地方。
Oh Lord, please put me in the place where that your heart desires.
有个姐妹结婚。
There's a sister after she married.
她说感谢上帝的旨意哦。
She said praise the Lord for His will.
给我安排这么好的婚姻。
Give me such a perfect marriage.
第二年离婚了。
And then he divorced on the second year.
她说感谢上帝，现在给我离婚。
I said praise the Lord that I divorced him now.
我说你这个乱讲。
I said you are so foolish.
这个哪里是神的旨意？
It's not will of God.
今天有很多人把自己的心意当作神的旨意。
Today, a lot of people put his desire as the will of God.
我告诉你，有些基督徒啊，有的时候心血来潮，他就说圣灵感动，其实两件事。
Sometimes a Christian, whenever he have a flash in his mind, he said that's the will of God.
圣灵感动是圣灵感动，你心血来潮是心血来潮，你不要混在一起。
Sometimes you have a flash in your idea coming out, that's your idea, it's not the will of God.
神的旨意跟你个人的主意是两件事情。
Your desire and God's will is totally different.
我不晓得你们这里怎么样。
I don't know about your situation.
因为我在你们这里做客不过两天。
Because only you are visiting guest only for 2 days.
我有时候到了一些地方，那些青年人一开口，哎呀，神的旨意，神的旨意，神的旨意。
Sometimes I met the young people that said God's will, God's will, God's will.
第一次听见我就很高兴。
The first time I was so happy to hear it.
哎呀，这些青年人啊，能够开口喝口神旨意，这个是好事。
And the young people he mentioned God's will so many times. That's pretty good.
讲的太多，我就怀疑起来了。
But when he mentioned too many times, I start have a suspicion.
我实在都不大放心。
I'm not so sure.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要很小心这件事情。
So let us be very careful, brothers and sisters.
让我告诉你一件事情。
Let me tell you one thing.
假如你自己的主意，你就说是神的旨意，你想上帝高兴不高兴
？If it's your desire, you say that's God's will. You think God will be happy?
因你的主意可能很多时候是错误的。
Because your idea may not be right.
你错误以后呢，人家听见这神的旨意，人是不是要怪上帝了？
So if people take your wrong idea and blame God for it because you say that's God's will.
所以你这个错误呢，就影响到上帝的荣耀。
So your mistake will have impact on God's glory.
所以我们每一个人是要遵行神的旨意，一点没有错误。
So we have to abide by God's will. That's correct.
但我们怎么样去明白神的旨意？这个是一件大事。
But how to understand God's will? This is something very serious.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你年轻的时候
while you are young,
当你要决定一生的前途
while you are deciding the future of your life,
你的职业是什么
what is your professional?
你的朋友是谁
what's your friend?
你的婚姻是怎么样
how about your marriage?
你要好好小心
be very careful.
有一些人不好好祷告
somebody have a very wishy-washy prayers.
他就随随便便随随便便口里说哎呀上帝要我独身了、
somebody just wishy-washy way say God want me to be a single person
我不结婚了
I want to be single I don't want to get married
过了三年四年看见别人结婚他就有点受不了
after three four years he saw people getting married and he cannot sustain himself
以后他就很随便找到一个哎呀感谢上帝啊现在准备一个给我了
so randomly he picked up one and said oh God had prepared one for me
这个是很大的危险的
this is a very dangerous thing
我不愿意一个人随便讲我要独身
I don't want you to say something too easy say I want to keep my single step
主耶稣说这个是一种恩赐不是每一个人都能够
even Jesus said this is a gift from God not everyone can do that
你要好好祷告
You have to pray seriously.
实在来讲，独身的人呢、啊，比结婚的人有很多福气的。
Honestly, the single person have a lot of more blessings than the married one.
但是不容易得到。
But it's not easy to obtain the blessing.
你要好好祷告。
You have to pray seriously.
假如可能，结婚是一件好事。
If possible, marriage is something good.
因为婚姻是上帝所配合的。
Because marriage is established by God.
上帝所做的都是好。
And whatever God did is good.
不过你要怎么样拣选你的对象
But how to choose your spouse is
你就好好去祷告
you have to pray seriously.
有一个时候 有一次有个姐妹来问我
Once there's a sister came to see me.
她说你说我要找对象来祷告
You say I have to find somebody and then pray for him.
给人家听见那么太难为情了
It's rather shy when embarrassed when people heard about it.
我说你安静祷告好吧为什么你要叫各个人听见
I said, why don't you pray quietly and don't go out and tell people?
你自己好好安静祷告。
So you just pray quietly.
求主给你安排一个是上帝心意的人。
So God will arrange somebody that according to God's will.
有的人说不好意思说。
Somebody said it's embarrassed.
我说这个是一个光明正大的事情，有什么不好意思啊
？I said this is something it's right. Why you have been so bashful?
总之，我们就要为着这个事情好好在神的面前祷告。
All in all, we have to be serious and pray before God for this.
求神给我们安排一个最好的。
So we pray God to give us the best.
我思想圣经的话。
Let's think about the word in the Bible.
两个人配合就成就一个人。
Two became one.
他说两个人配来不合，那就麻烦了。
If two cannot become one.
如果一个高一个低，好像我们写字是一个铺字一样，这个来一点，那么一定是。
If there's a mismatch, if one is high, one is low.
你看见个铺字有没有
？So if there's a mismatch.
那个时候进入婚姻生活一定是不快乐。
So if there's a mismatch, the life of marriage won't be harmonious.
你要注意，我所讲的不是外面的事情，那个属灵是哪个属灵哪一方面。
I'm talking about not outside living, but inward feeling.
神会给我们配合一个合适的。让我们可以过着一种快乐的生活。
God prepared an appropriate one that we have a very harmonious life.
把你的职业，把你的朋友
，your profession, your friends，
把你的婚姻
，your marriage，
把你一生的前途
，your future of your life。
我们一定要求主带领我们。
We beseech Lord to guide us.
我是住在香港二十几年。
I live in Hong Kong for 20 some years.
我香港人了。要找这个婚姻，他平常要注意三个十字哈。
When they want to look for a spouse, they have three points.
一个是医师
，want to be a doctor，
一个是
medical doctor，
一个律师
or a lawyer,
工程师
or engineer,
这三个师
the three professions he's looking for.
为什么这三个师呢？在社会的地位高
because it's a higher rank in the society.
但是收入多
the more income.
所以很多人就很羡慕，能够三师是最好。
So a lot of people really admire for these three professions.
这三师最好，那就做医师。
Of course, the best is to be a medical doctor.
但我告诉你，在北美洲现在改变了。
But in the United States, things are gradually changing.
很多做医生，做医师，的人啊，现在因为医生太多了。
Because to be a medical doctor, there are too many medical doctors.
从前就说赚钱最多，现在未必赚钱最多。
Before we said the medical doctor have the highest income, but now it's really not necessarily.
我们不能用人的眼光，用人的意识去寻找。
We cannot seek according to our own viewpoint.
求主把他的最好指示我们。
We pray that God would direct us with whatever He sees the best.
我们一生一定要走在主的旨意上。
The whole life we must walk under the path of God.
我们一生可以做了很多叫我们后悔的事情。
We might do a lot of things that we regret later.
假如一个人你寻找神的旨意，叫你永远不后悔。
But if you seek God's will, you will never regret.
第四件事情我要提到的。
The fourth point I want to mention.
在今天我们要很注意到一种平衡的生活。
We must be put a lot of attention on a balanced life.
这个是我们今天基督徒要留意的一件事情。
That we have to pay attention to.
平衡。
To be balanced.
你想圣经里面说我们的上帝就是一个平衡的上帝。
The Bible said God is a very balanced God.
诗篇145篇告诉我们。
Psalm 145 tells us.
我们的上帝他所做的都是完全是慈爱，也是完全是公义。
God is perfect love and perfect justice.
他的慈爱跟他的公义彼此配合起来，能不能刚刚好？
But then both put together is so nice.
假如上帝只有慈爱没有这个公义，上帝都变成一个老太婆出来了。
If God is so love without justice, then he become a very old lady.
假如上帝只有公义没有慈爱，上帝都变成一个审判官。
And if God is have justice without love, he become a judge.
但上帝不是这样。
But that's not so.
彼此配合成这个平衡的上帝。
So God has merged things together, become a very balanced God.
今天人常常发生问题。
Men have always a problem.
特别是基督徒在教会里面。
Especially Christian in a church.
我要对你说，我们人可以分作两种。
Let me tell you that men have two categories.
有一种是感性的，什么都讲感情。
One is emotional, everything according to your feeling.
有一种是理性的，什么都要讲理。
And another thing is very logical, everything according to logic.
这你有没有留意到教会这个光景？
And let's see the relationship in the church.
有些注意理性的人。
The logical people.
他也不大喜欢笑。
He does not laugh.
祷告的时候，就要安安静静，一句一句，在神的面前好好把他的心事讲出来。
When he prays, he's so quiet. He gets one word after another, and he tells God what he thinks.
这个是理性的人。
It's a very logical.
教会另外一种感性的人就不同了。
And the emotional person is different.
他讲话就大说，这个大声大笑。
He laughed and he speak loud.
祷告的时候要很大声。
And he prayed with a loud voice.
毕业的时候就怎样打，怎样就觉得快乐得很。
Clapped his hands and very emotional.
在你有没有看见这两种人？
You see these two categories, two kinds of people.
有了这种人的批评哪种人，哪种人批评这种人。
One criticize one another.
其实我觉得用不着批评。
I don't think we have to.
从我们个人来讲，我们的感性跟我们的理性应该平衡。从教会来说，我们要这两种应该就彼此平衡。
From personal point of view, we have to balance ourselves, and from the church point of view, we also have to balance this too.
你看，今天为什么教会发生问题呢？
Why is the problem evolving in a church?
有些人到那个大教会去做礼拜。
Somebody go to a big church to have a worship service.
所以哪些人啊，这个西装穿得很直，坐在哪个地方啊，那个很威严，笑都不笑了。
Somebody sitting there with a three-piece suit, and then they sit there, they don't even laugh.
他一参加那个礼拜。
When he go to that service.
就是为座位冷一样。
He feels so cold.
好像那些人没有感情一样。
There's no feeling there.
他说有时候跑到灵恩派的教会就不一样了。
Sometimes go to a Pentecostal church is totally different.
唱歌来了
，singing，
大声有的人就一面唱一面跳
，jumping, crying, and they singing and a very loud voice.
啊，有的人参加那个，咦，心里面觉得很舒服。
Somebody feel so smooth and comforted.
为什么？因为让他大声唱，大声叫。还有可以在那边跳，好像就把里面那个情愫啊，就发泄出来。
And then it's because when you singing loudly and cry out loudly, it's an outlet for your emotion.
他参加一下出来到门口的，哎呀，今天早晨到这边来，舒服得很，舒服得很。
And he came out from the service this morning. I feel so good.
我告诉你，这两种人是不同的。
I tell you, this two kinds of person.
哪一种最理性的人，假如跑到哪一个热热闹闹的教会，他马上头就痛了。
If a logical person go to an emotional church, he will have headache.
在那个蹦蹦跳的人跑到那冷冷静静的地方，他也受不了。
And if a jumping person go to a cold church, he cannot take it too.
我们要了解每个人不同。
So there is difference in people.
今天的难处就每个人凭着自己就发展。
The problem is we go ahead and do according to our own direction.
结果呢，越走越极端。
And we go to two extremes.
因此造成今天教会的难处。
And that evolved the problem of the church.
还有一些人呢，有些人就注意属灵，有些人就注意这个物质。
Somebody too much emphasize on spiritual things, and somebody emphasizing material things.
这个也不对。
That's not balanced too.
我们要注意，应该这两方面平衡的。
So we have to pay attention to the balance.
你看亚伯拉罕怎么样
？How about Abraham?
他牧羊。他做日常的每一个工作
he leads a normal daily life.
但是他要最属灵
but he's also a very spiritual person. 是
吗？两方面平衡的
he is a balanced Christian.
假如你光注意一方面你就危险
if you're too much emphasizing one point then it's rather dangerous.
有人告诉我灵恩派一些事情
somebody mentioned about the Pentecostal movement.
其实我跟灵恩派的人、啊、发生关系到现在六十几年什么事情我都知道
Actually, I have a relationship with the Pentecostal movement for 60 some years. I know every detail of their activity.
我写这个灵恩派的书写了五本不晓得这几天里面好像有点不晓得是不是感动还是怎么样我想我应该写一本的六十年来跟灵恩派的关系
I wrote five books about Pentecostal movement already and recently I have a movement in my heart want to write a book called The Relationship After 60 some years with the Pentecostal movement
不过是一点点我不敢说
I only have a very small
写得成功还写得不成功我不知道
I'm not sure if I can make it
我不过是告诉你我跟灵恩派有很深的关系
I have a very deep relationship with the Pentecostal movement
几年前我在香港的时候
A couple of years ago, when I was in Hong Kong,
有个弟兄很热心，他来找我。
A brother very zealous.
他吴牧师啊，你到我们的教会去。
He said, Reverend Wu, would you visit our church?
我知道他是灵恩派的。
So I went to their church. It's a Pentecostal church.
我说对不起，我不去。
I said, I'm sorry, I don't want to go.
我说不是我不去，因为我知道这太清楚了。
It's not that I don't want to go. It's really I know you guys too well.
他是。不管怎么样，你来一次吧。
I said, no matter what, please come at least once.
我们跟别人是不同的。
We are different Pentecostal church.
他很迫切，我就跟着他去。
So he urged me, and then I go with him.
我还没有到那个地方去。
Before I arrived the church.
里面就大声，好像哭哭啼啼一样。
There's a wave of sounds like a crying.
在外面，别的人看见我们。
So outside people look at us.
我的女人就这样说。
And there's somebody said.
为什么这个礼拜堂整天哭哭啼啼，好像父亲死掉一样
？Why this church every day they cry like the father died in the church？
因为不信的人不知道这件事情。
Because non-believers they don't know the situation。
不是每天都在里面哭哭啼啼，他就想是不是死了爸爸一样
？Every day you cry there is like the father has died。
我知道这件事情。
I know the situation。
他们就是很热情了。
They are so anxious.
笑又是大笑，哭又是大哭。
So they laugh and they cry loud.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you.
有些人并不是在那边哭一个钟头，哭两个钟头。
Somebody not just cry 1 hour, 2 hours.
有的人可以一个礼拜、两个礼拜都在那里哭。
Somebody can cry continually for 1 week, 2 weeks.
我认识一个姐妹。
I know one sister.
本来是从前我教会的姐妹。
Used to be a sister in my church.
她跟她的丈夫很好。
A very good relationship with her.
后来不晓得怎么样。
For some reason,
他就跑到那个灵恩派的地方去。
She went to a Pentecostal church.
一去了，他就不回家。
And once she went there, she won't go home.
丈夫要不理，儿子要不理，这个家事要不理。
He discarded his her husband, her children, and her household work.
他说我是在哪边祷告，在那边追求。
She said, I'm seeking after, I'm praying there.
一个月过去，两个月过去。
After 1 month, after 2 months,
孩子怎么办？
What happened to the children?
家事怎么办？
How about the household work?
在哪种光景？
And under that situation,
试探就进来了。
Temptation came.
她丈夫本来是个很好的基督徒。
Her husband was a very good Christian then.
以后别的女人就进来了。
But then he knew other women.
这个女人差不多在那边大概差不多一年多。
The wife stayed in the church for about a year or so.
他想一想
After she thought,
大概就清醒过来了
Maybe he was awakened.
这回家来看
Time to go home.
一回家了已经有别的女人
When he go back home, well, there's another woman in the house.
他的丈夫说现在我没有办法
The husband said, I have no choice.
我还是这样了把你送到美国过来
Let me do this. Let me send you to the United States.
所以他把这个姐妹送到美国这边来。
So the husband sent his former wife to the United States.
这件事情我不要说什么是非的事情。
I don't want to judge right or wrong.
我也不谈谁对谁不对。
It's not who's right or who's wrong.
我告诉你一个实在的事情。
But there's one thing I want to tell you.
今天很多灵恩派的人有热心。
The Pentecostal people, they are so zealous.
他热心到一个地步，家庭都不要了，丈夫都不要，妻子都不要，儿女都不要，什么都丢掉。
They're zealous to an extent. They discard everything: husband, wife, house, and children. They discard everything.
他说：“我要去追求，我要去造就。”
I want to seeking after some further things.
我告诉你，追求不是我们的目的。
Let me tell you, to seek after something is not
追求乃是一个过程。
So seeking is a transient process.
你追求的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your seeking?
假如你没有目的的追求，你就错误了。
You are seek without purpose, then that's a mistake.
造就又不是我们的目的。
Oh, if you want to be discipleship,
造就是一种方法。
It's only a process.
是一种手段。
Is a means, a way.
我们被造就以后要做什么？
What after we've been disciplined, what should we do?
你要弄清楚这一点。
What we have to be clarified on.
假如你不弄清楚这一些，
if we cannot get clear,
你凭着你的那个热心，
according to your own zeal,
慢慢就变成肉体的热心，
become a flesh activity.
那么就造成很大的错误，
become a big mistake.
热心是对。
To be zealous is
但是热心走错了路
but to be on a wrong direction,
就错误了
that's a seriously mistake.
所以现在造成很多家庭很多痛苦
so cause a lot of pain in a family.
很多教会有很多痛苦
a lot of pain in any church.
我要弟兄姐妹注意这件事情
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to this.
平衡
to be balanced.
属灵跟物质一定要平衡
Spiritual things and material things have to be.
我刚刚说，上帝救赎我们是要我们过着一个正正常常人的生活。
I just mentioned the goal of God's redemption to be want us to be a very normal person.
神不要我们做一个超人。
God does not want us to be a superman.
神也不要我们做一个怪人。
God don't want to be a weird person.
神要我们做一个正常的人。
God want us to be a normal person.
让我们从生活上活出主的荣耀出来。
In our life, we can express the glory of God.
这是圣经给我们看见的。
In the Bible, we can see.
神让我们活在世界上。
God let us live in this world.
神要让我们的生命一天一天一天长成。
Now our life will grow.
长到一个地步。
Grow to an extent.
我们在这个世界好像一个先知一样。
Now we become like a prophet in this world.
可以把神的心意给人家知道。
We tell people about God's will.
把神的计划给人家知道。
Tell other people about God's plan.
求神赐给我们。
Pray God will give us.
有个属灵的智慧。
We have the wisdom of the spiritual things.
让我们在世界上。
While we live in this world.
真的能够荣耀神。
We can glorify God.
我今天晚上都讲到这个地方来。
I'm going to conclude here tonight.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
你拯救我们，愿意我们在世界上过着一个荣耀你的生活。
You save us and want us to lead a life that will glorify your name.
但愿你为我死，我为主活。
We hope that because you die for us, so we can live for you.
让我们每天在世界上能够把你的心意带出来。
Now every day in our life, we can express your will.
让人家从我们口里所说的，我们的生活所表现出来的。
Now other people can see, can listen from the words from our mouth and the behavior from our deeds.
晓得神你自己的旨意。
Now we'll know your will.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.